Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Without further ado, let's do some local sports roundup brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance. We're in a transition period kind of right now.
A little bit. I mean, there's, you know, we've got some spring stuff. There's a few like teams that played some softball games this week. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's like infield track, you know, infield track and field. Like Tuesday, Stout hosted the Blue Devil Invite. So a lot of local teams there, Chippewa, Fall Creek, Bloomer, like just a lot of the teams in the area were there for that. So, mm-hmm. you know, you've got usually up until maybe that first week after Easter, you've got indoor meets, and there's some still coming up this week too. Stout hosts some, Eau Claire's going to have some, but usually that's built in because obviously more often than not this time of year, we still got snow on the ground and
mm-hmm. yeah.
you don't want, because track is the first, it's, you know, the first sport to start in the spring. You don't want kids going like a month without any sort of competition. That's going to make everybody stir crazy. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's gotten going and underway. So we're with that. I mentioned softball, but baseball got underway this week. You know, we've got soccer, girls soccer, I think started practice this week. Next week, we'll have kind of the last of the sports getting going, which I think is boys tennis and girls, or boys soccer, or boys golf, excuse me.
Boys golf, yeah. So, all right. So with that, though, we got a couple of local connections, and you did a fantastic job. By the way, everybody, shout out Brian. Won some Brian.
Brandon, well, yeah, good job, lot. Brian. Woo! Good job, Brian. Way to go. I always believed in you.
Brandon won some awards. By the way, you got a shout out from your mom. She's proud from what you did with your awards there,
too. Thank you.
But yeah, so shout out, winning 5 awards for some stories and pictures.
Very various things. So from the previous year. So yep.
Good job, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren.
But nonetheless, we've got some local connections to both the men's and women's tournament, and you wrote some good pieces about them. Let's start off with Ben Retzloff.
Right. He Marquette gets going this afternoon. Mm-hmm. 2 seed, they're taking on Western Kentucky and the big red dot.
Yep.
But Ben Retzloff is actually his third year. He's on the staff for Marquette coaching staff for mm-hmm. Coach Shaka Smart. Wears a lot of hats on that. He's working with a lot of the different departments. And
is his official title like assistant athletic director?
It's like assistant athletic director of the men's basketball program.
Okay.
Which, I mean, he's involved in so many different things. I think the best way I can describe it is that in many ways he's kind of almost like an extension of Coach Smart when it comes to like establishing and kind of maintaining like their culture and their brand of things. Like a big thing, too,
Is he Matthew McConaughey, the minister of culture for Texas?
Oh, he's a lot cooler than Matthew McConaughey. But, like, he's honestly, a lot of, you know, certain things you'll see on, like, their social media. Also, like, even the different signage and different things you see around Pfizer Forum when they're playing there. Like, that's him.
Mm, okay.
Like, there's just a lot of different hats he's involved with. Like, I mean, when you go to, like, the Marquette website and kind of look at like his page, like the list of like what does he do, it's just massive.
Yeah,
you know, he's involved with other branches of the university with like making sure things are kind of uniform and lined up. Like there's just so many different things he's involved with. And also, I mean, he was a basketball guy like that. Mm-hmm. He was great player at McDonald, helped them win the Division V state title in 2016, played a year at St. Norbert, but then went on the coaching staff here at Eau Claire for a few years, was on the staff and did some other things at down in Louisiana for Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately ended up at Marquette when Shaka Smart took over.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was able to talk to him about his job and just the team in general, because it's, you know, with Marquette this year, it's such an interesting story because last year was kind of the year they reestablished themselves. You know, they won the Big East. They won the Big East tournament. They were a top 10 team. Like, I don't say they came out of nowhere, but it had been the first time in a while that Marquette was at like that top echelon of teams.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they are again, but it wasn't quite the same. You know, UConn won the regular season title. They won the tourney title. But Marquette's been good. We talked about the injuries. That's been part of it. But it's been a little bit different. It hasn't been like dominant for them. But, you know, in talking with Ben, it was very interesting and eye-opening to kind of hear like, for them, the goal is like, you want to be one of those teams that you're good every year, and then certain years you make the run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you put yourself on the doorstep, and sometimes you go through the door. And they've done that again this year, even with all the injuries. And obviously, Tyler Kolek being healthy is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're a two seed. Like, that's a, we've talked about, like, that. There's definitely the possibility of them making a run in that bracket.
Mm-hmm. Could you see him? I don't know if this, you know, could you see him being a coach, a head coach for a program? Is that something
I don't know. Like, because I think, because he does some, like, basketball related stuff, but he also does other stuff too in there. So maybe that's more of the avenue where it's almost like, you know how you hear about now, especially more these days with the way things are, you hear about certain teams almost having like general managers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're in, you know, like you leave kind of the on the court stuff to the coach, and there's so much other administrative stuff with.
Well, transfer portal open up a day after
Selection
Sunday. Exactly,
transfer portal and the NIL and stuff like that going into it. That like you almost need somebody else.
Yep.
To be your extension in that avenue, I could see that maybe being something for him where you're still involved very much with basketball, but there's so much other stuff you have to work with that, you know, that's a lot to have on a coach. And, like, not every coach is going to be able to do that.
Right.
So you need someone you can trust in that spot. Maybe that's something. But, he, you know, like I said, the best way I can describe kind of what he does is, in many ways, he's just kind of almost an extension of Shaka Smart when it comes to the other stuff around the program.
Gotcha. What do you know what the connection was? There a connection between him and Shaka when Shaka went there?
They might have met when, because Ben also traveled a lot for different basketball camps that you see across the country. Like,
gotcha.
I remember talking to him after he went to one. I think it was down in Iowa, and he had met like one of the Antetokounmpos, like stuff like that, and he made connections through that because
And Shaka is from Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, he's from Madison. So, like, it's not like he's, you know, completely, you know, disconnected to the state prior to going to Marquette.
Right.
But I think he made some connections there. So, kind of, I'm sure people kind of knew of him. And that, you know, it would not surprise me at all if through one of those connections, you know, that's where he made the connection.
Right. And then for the women's tournament, we've got a player for UW Green Bay from Chi High.
Correct, Kaelin Givens. And they get underway tomorrow. They're the 11th seed. They won the Horizon League.
Mm-hmm.
They play Tennessee, who's a 6th seed. They play tomorrow morning. I think it's 11 a.m. I forget if it's 10 or 11 a.m. But the game is on ESPN, and it's being played in Raleigh, North Carolina. So, and I got a chance to, you know, talk with her, and that was a really, really interesting story because she's someone that, you know, she really had to bounce back from some injuries. You know, she had like her freshman year, she had shoulder surgery, easy for me to say. last year, she had two different significant injuries. She actually, on the eve of the regular season last year, found out she had stress fractures in both her legs.
Ooh.
So she was in two boots for 3 months.
Ooh.
Was able to come back, got cleared, was like, you know, on the verge of playing again, and then she had another injury. I forget the exact injury, but she was just shooting around in the gym by herself, and then
just a freak thing.
Just another freak thing. But then she was able to make it back for the summer. You know, they all worked really hard in the summer. Came into the season in the first month of the year, picked up a couple wins over top 25 schools. It was Washington State and I think it was Creighton, if I remember correctly, but. You know, that set them up. You know, they had a really good year. They finished second to Cleveland State in the conference standings, went to the conference tournament, beat them for the conference title to get the automatic bid. Last year, the roles were reversed. Green Bay won the regular season championship. Cleveland State beat them to get in the right. But, you know, she's just overcome a lot. Like, and it's weird because, like, in high school, like, she was never injured. Like, it's just one of those things, like, sometimes it just happens.
Right.
You know, it's not like she was injury prone or anything. It just kind of had a back to, you know, some bad luck and back to back. But, you know, she's come off the bench, she's played in pretty much all their games, like, and, you know, for her, like, obviously the idea of, you know, she has these injuries I think it was her sophomore year, she only played like 29 minutes, you know, so, I mean, obviously when you hear all this, and with the way things are, it's like, well, was there ever the idea of kind of going anywhere else? She's like, no, like, I never, you know, this is where I wanted to be. Like, Green Bay was kind of her dream school, going back to, you know, when she was in high school. She was actually born in Green Bay.
Okay.
And then getting the chance to kind of go back, like, this is where she wanted to be. And she said, like, I went to Green Bay for this, like the opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. And touched on a little bit last week, but I don't know if enough people know just how good that Green Bay program is.
You know, yeah.
Kevin Borseth is a great coach. He coached at Green Bay for a while. Then he actually went to Michigan.
Yep.
And then he came back to Green Bay.
Yep.
And, you know, it's been a few years since they made the tourney, but they've got a lot of tourney bids under their belt. And, this, and I, when I talked to her, it was before they knew who they played, but she said, like, they're not just happy to be there. Like, you know, this is, I mentioned before, they've beat Power 5 teams. And, you know, Tennessee is kind of one of those blue bloods. You think of Pat Summit and, you know, all that. Like, you know, they're a sixth seed from the SEC, but, like, they're not just happy to be there. Like, oh, we made the tournament. That's fun. Like, no, they're going there, and they're going there with the mind, like, we can win.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at this Green Bay team, it's a team that actually leads the nation in assist-to-turnover ratio. They've got, like, six or seven different players averaging 6 points a game. Like, they are very unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
They share the wealth. They don't turn the ball over. Like, that's going to be a very interesting matchup tomorrow with them against Tennessee.
All right, good stuff there. Lots of stuff to watch for.
Yeah.
Connection-wise there. Really quick, too, just a couple other notes. Since with college, I know blue gold softball and baseball are down in Florida and such, but we do have some NCAA championships for women's and men's swimming and diving, gymnastics, NCGA nationals, too. I know Stout's team's back over there as well. Blue gold's got some individuals with that there, too. Also, for next starting next week, you got, and we have an episode on the podcast about this, but starting Monday and it goes through Saturday, the national championships, junior national championships for curling being held at the Eau Claire Curling Club.
There we go.
And I know Team Hebert, a local team there that has won all across the world. They're a local team, Eau Claire team, so spotlight's on them too. But they should make some noise.
That's a fun facility over there. A few years back, some friends and I actually went there to curl.
Mm.
And it, I was awful, but like it is like it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And it's, and like obviously you see it during like the Winter Olympics and stuff, but like it is, it's a, such a challenging sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a fun spectator sport too.
That was in Medford when I was in middle school. We had, I think it was just the month of January on Fridays, we had mini courses, and it was like your day was normal school day was done at 1:00. You're still in school, but for 2 hours you did a mini course. And they had some fun ones over there. Like one was a trading card one that my fifth grade teacher ran. The one that everybody wanted to do that was always sold out first, though, was curling. And so I never got to do it. But curling's big in Medford. Curling
it
clubs
is
over
like
there too.
I know. Like I think Rice Lake's got a curling club. There's different towns or these good sized towns do. And I remember was it 2018? Trying to think of the Winter Olympics
with the Madison.
It was. Like overnight.
Yeah.
Because I remember being up really, really late, like watching.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got junior national championships all week long.
There we go.
So if you want to go over there, you can, as you said, it's a fun one to spectate. You can go over there and watch too. Otherwise, they're streaming it. But we've got an episode talking a little bit about that. We uploaded yesterday for your viewing pleasure. So, all right. That's your local sports roundup. Brought to you by Amundsen's Appliance Center.